Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I would point to the logo, but it's missing because I'm on my backup equipment because my stuff got fried in Vegas. We talked about that. One thing that did not get fried are the Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets that I have. We have the Back to the Future. They have old stack. We're up here at Greenmount Station in beautiful pastoral green, Greenmount Station in Hampstead. We're in Carroll County, God's country up here. We're going to be talking about Carroll County youth in our next segment. We did bowling. We did duck pin and 10-pin bowling. We've done fried versus broiled crab cakes. We've done the Horsemen Association. And Howard Scherer and I from Duck Doctors, one of my oldest pals, picked apart the Orioles as well as the Ravens. This is going to be a business segment and a networking segment. Melody Barron has been doing this thing online that I have watched from afar and participated in called LinkedIn Local. I'm one of those LinkedIn guys still trying, I'm paying for Navigator, still trying to figure out how the hell to make it work the right way and harness it all. But the power of LinkedIn is such that there's no where I go anywhere in the business space where if I meet you and say, my name's Nestor, and they say, I sell insurance and you're Pete Raimondi, or I sell financial services and they're Leonard Raskin. The first thing I do is, and I did this at the Maryland party in Vegas for 3 days of networking. Oh, what's your name? Now, people have a little sexy QR code and they'll tap and they'll do this and that dance. But if I go to LinkedIn and you ain't there, you ain't nowhere. You know what I mean to me? So you started LinkedIn Local years ago. You're about to celebrate a big anniversary. And I wound up at a fancy networking event on a fancy boat at the harbor, and you were the cause celeb to tell your story. And your story was compelling about passion and about wanting to run a charity and having a regular old federal job. The sad part of being a Philadelphia sports fan, but not currently right now because of the successes that have come your way in recent times. But it is good to have you on, good to meet you in person. I think we've been in the same room networking, but you're really popular and dressed up at these things. I mean, you take networking seriously. Sometimes there's a little line getting at you, and you were on the boat, and I had to get off the boat. So it's nice to see you, and thanks for coming out and promoting your big event at the zoo next week.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun, and as I mentioned,
well, it just
I
started.
Well, the drive was fun, and I had a really warm greeting so far, and the fact that you reached out, that's sort of the intent and purpose behind LinkedIn Local and LinkedIn Local Baltimore. So I really appreciated that and connecting with you in that way.
Well, I see everything you do. So I can go backwards through a pool event down in the bottom of the thing by Woodbury. You know, you've done mansion events and big indoor. You do indoor, you do outdoor. You've done bars and grills. You've done function rooms. You've done a whole bunch of different spaces. I was at one of your early events, and I wanted to brag on this, say I have been to one of your events. It's way back in the beginning of the beginning. Might have been before we put the masks on, maybe 18, 19.
Yes.
Yeah, it was down on the waterfront, Baltimore Peninsula, but not there. The other side, where the Under Armour and the bridge under the Hanover Street Bridge,
kind South of, sort Point. Of, right? Yes, that was one of our anniversary parties. That was a great, great event. We were out on the water. It was
food,
a beautiful
booze,
day.
People, nice people.
Yes.
A band.
We had oysters, vintage clothes. We had the president of Baltimore Magazine jamming out on the stage, and we had a beautiful birthday cake. I mean, that was a great event. Everybody was dressed up in their favorite Baltimore attire.
I think I went home with cake that night.
Good. I hope.
I stole
did.
Some of the cake.
It was a beautiful
cake.
Well,
we closed it down because we lived downtown at the time. You had like those Italian lights up and the sun was starting to set. And I don't think we had ever attended an event there. It was kind of a newish space at the time. And I know I don't really have a whole lot of events down there. There's a big parking lot. And I went down early. I think I walked to the event from the harbor where I lived. And I said to my wife was out like doing a medical things after she had cancer stuff. I said, you know, I don't know if this thing's going to be any good or not, but pick me up. And on the way over, I'm like, park the car. Get in here. This event's great. So, and I don't know why I haven't gone to another event. Some of them are ticketed. Some of them have a cost. Some of them are certain nights. Some of them fit into my schedule. You're doing a thing next week at the zoo that it caught my eye originally. But then I was on the boat with you, and then you showed up on LinkedIn last week, and I'm like, I'm going to throw a dart and see if she wants to come out to Greenmount Station, because I enjoyed hearing you speak about your passion for what you were doing. But I thought the story of putting together a networking group and having it be successful and around something that's already so smart, because it's the first place that I go to network, to LinkedIn. And I had no idea your association. At first, I thought, well, this girl must be working for LinkedIn like 5-6 years ago. She's like all over the place trying to create this Baltimore community. And then on the boat a month ago, I heard that this thing started in Australia. And this isn't just like a, this is a pet project for you. This isn't even like a business.
Correct.
This is just sort of like you extending your personality a little bit to kind of maybe meet idiots like me in Greenmount Station over a crab cake, maybe, right?
It's definitely a passion piece. This is not my day job. I do not get paid. I am not a LinkedIn expert.
Even though your hat, you have hats made. Look,
yes, Strategic Factory is our title sponsor, and they do a great job on
Keith
all
does
of this
a great
swag.
Job on everything. So does Bobby Cardone.
I actually brought you a gift. So you are ahead of the curve.
Keith made this tablecloth.
On brand.
So you know.
Really?
If I hand you a business card, Strategic Factory made it.
Well, there you go.
So there you have it. Right.
They're going to love that we're talking
well,
about
we're all
them.
LinkedIn. But, because we all, you know.
Yes.
It's a small place, Baltimore.
A local business community, and we try to make it a little bit more community-centric. So, as you mentioned, a woman by the name of Anna McAfee, she founded LinkedIn Local in 2017 in Coffs Harbour, Australia.
I fell in love there one night. At least I thought I did.
I heard that about
you.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's a long flight for one night. One night, but it must have been a good night of love.
That is a 2 beer, 1 koala, 1 kangaroo, 2 parent story.
Okay.
Oh, and tea. It involved tea.
Those are the kinds of stories that I want to hear at a LinkedIn Local event.
Oh, I'll give you that one at the zoo.
Okay.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Perfect
for sure.
For that.
There were no wallabies, but there was a kangaroo.
All right.
And there definitely were koalas.
Wow.
And she was beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
My
yeah, it was
gosh.
Great. Yeah, Coffs Harbour. Coffs Harbour. Yes. It's north of Sydney on the road.
I've
the road
never
of the Cairns.
Gotten to meet Anna in the flesh, but we have done a lot of virtual interaction with each other. And I really hope that someday our paths cross either
tell her to
me
take
over
you
there.
To Byron Bay. You want to go to Byron Bay?
I would love to go to Byron Bay. She started this concept.
If she offers you Moreton Bay bogs, eat them. They're delicious.
I would do it if it was covered in chocolate.
Do you know what a Moreton Bay bug is?
I don't. But
Moreton. I'm performing for your LinkedIn girl here. But Moreton Bay bugs. Moreton Bay is like the chest. It's a bay. It's in it, and they have these special lobsters. It's a spiny lobster kind
of
thing. But they call them bugs because they have, you know, they say funny things in Australia.
Oh, wow.
So if you get a Moreton Bay bug, you are getting a delicacy of crustacean that is world-renowned and delicious.
I'm very into world-renowned,
eat
delicious
the bugs.
Delicacies.
Save
yes,
the barramundi is what I
would
say. I am
a foodie.
But I love Australia and that. I've been to Coffs Harbour. I've been back since. I fell in love that one night last century. My wife and I went to see Springsteen in Hunter's Estates, which is nearby, and we drove through Coffs Harbour very intentionally because I've told my wife I fell in love there one night, and I went back, and it's like bigger, but it's like it's a community, it's a Bayside community that's a little sequestered in the way that I'm trying to think of a community that would be sequestered here. I don't know, Salisbury would be in the middle of Ocean City, and it's a place. But it's a small town as I would see it. It's not
from the photos I've seen. It looks cute.
Yeah, it's. I highly recommend. I think you should use that as a business. Can you write that off business expense?
Sure.
Qantas Airlines,
yeah.
Get you over there.
I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah.
So it started there, and how did it get here? The butterfly flapping its
overnight
LinkedIn
rights. A hashtag. This was a grassroots meetup campaign that literally overnight just blew up. Anna posted in June, early June. June 2nd is the official birthday of LinkedIn Local. Yes.
8 years. Okay.
And she said, hey, I want everybody to meet at this coffee shop. I'm posting all this content. I'm a content creator and I really just want to connect with the people that are liking my posts and trying to connect with me and become one of my network. And she had like 20-some people meet up at that first coffee meetup. And when she posted the hashtag LinkedIn Local, everybody flooded her inbox. What is LinkedIn Local? How do I become part of it? And within, I think, the first year of its inception, it was 800 cities worldwide, spanning almost every continent and in like 90-some countries.
But every one of them needed one like you. This wasn't something like LinkedIn put some executive in charge of saying,
correct,
let's create a street brand. This was literally truly organic.
Yes.
Right?
Like, it was people like me who wanted that interaction with their community, who are interested in their community, who are interested to get out and meet their community.
Well, you got me out, and the time I came out, I had a great night. I don't know why I didn't necessarily... I get invited to all sorts. I go to Connect sometimes. I go to Accelerant. I go to different things. I really did think your thing was much more owned by LinkedIn and all of that until I learned more about it last month. Now, you have like a gig totally aside from this.
Yes. I'm a federal contractor by day.
That's exciting.
Yes. It's very exciting right now. We have a lot of fun at work these days.
Cut, cut, cut. What can I say? Melody Barron is here. She is with LinkedIn Local. We are at Green Mount Station. We are in beautiful Hampstead. I'm glad that I just had you come over the border from Pennsylvania because Luke's in Owings Mills right now. And he always says, first off, the crab cakes are great here. But he's like, hey, that's easy for me. That's on the road between Owings Mills and where he lives in Pennsylvania. But you don't even live in Baltimore. You live across the line.
No, I did for a long time, and then I navigated a little north.
I heard you have like a whole Pennsylvania thing that
I'm from Philly. I'm born and raised in Philly, and moved
escaped
to Baltimore in 2012. Yes, I did, to the what smaller version.
Are you from?
Northeast is right. Where I was born and grew up, and then a little later in life, my parents moved, and we were right outside the city, about 45 minutes north in Bucks County.
But you're Eagles, you know, Warminster, are you up that way? Where are you?
I am from Warminster. That's exactly where I lived and spent a lot of my life. And then as an adult, I was sort of near Rittenhouse before I left.
Downtown?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I worked at the Wells Fargo Center at the time. I don't know if it's still Wells Fargo or what they're calling it these days.
It was Wachovia the day before
that's
that.
Where
yes.
I started my career 25 years ago. That was my first job out of college. I was an intern and I was doing all the sports and entertainment booking for that complex. And I was in the stadium when Chase Utley made his famous quote, "World effing champions," and it was a good time. I was a sports fan.
I was
then.
In the rink when Lindros got his head taken off. I was at that game.
Oh my
game
gosh!
Game 7, Devils. Yes,
yeah,
I was at that game.
Yeah. I've done some of those too.
I saw Allen Iverson and Shaq NBA Finals of 2001.
Okay.
In that building.
Wow.
So, yes.
Yeah. When Dikembe Mutombo was around, that was like when I was a fan. I was really into the Sixers then.
You were, well, okay. So
yeah.
I was into Julius Erving, but I'm a little older than you, I think.
Yeah. I still have my AI hat. I mean, he signed it for
well,
me.
Well, that was across
so.
The street. That was Spectrum. A little different, though.
Yeah.
Well,
I was there for the implosion, too.
I have a huge soft spot for the Spectrum now.
Yeah.
The Spectrum, you know, I got a lot of memories of the Spectrum. So.
Yes. I saw the last show, Pearl Jam. I was there right before.
Every time I eat a pretzel, a Philly pretzel, and they are among my favorite things. You're going to find that out in August. I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat.
Oh, nice.
Philly pretzels are under strong consideration.
They're good.
And I went to all these concerts at this. I went to Philly's. I was a Philly's fan as a kid. So I would always come back. I would be crossing the bridge, and it always smelled like... Well, like sort of like Dundalk, yeah, a little bit, when you go over the bridge, when you're leaving Philly, when you're going across the Schuylkill, and you're on the way to the airport, and that big fire thing that came up that smelled like Dundalk, and I would always have Philly pretzels stuck to the roof of my mouth, because they're, you know what I mean? Because you're grabbing them, you get in the car, you just got to make that left turn off of Patterson on the Broad,
they're
get
good.
Up on, you got to get the hell out of there, is
they're
what you
got
to do. You don't want to get stuck there, but Philly pretzels are, you know, I love them.
The one thing I miss, hoagies. Our hoagies are much different in Philly than Baltimore. And there's like the whole toasted thing.
I'm going to take you over to Essex, the Pizza John's, get you a proper cheesesteak.
Okay, we could do that. But it's the hoagie. I need the Italian hoagie with mayo and hot peppers. And I feel like the bread, you know, I found a couple places that will, you know, take me in the right direction. But there's nothing like a South Philly hoagie sandwich from, you know.
There's nothing about Philly that disturbed me more than I had a friend who lived in Hatboro, and she had a dude, and my wife and I were going up for dinner and whatnot, and they sent us down to the pizza shop to get like some food, subs, and I get some broccoli rob, stuff you can't get here, you get in Philly, you know?
Yes, broccoli rob.
The one thing that they got there, and I don't want to insult you, but I'm gonna. All and your people.
You haven't already. You
and
said that
people.
My hometown
and
stinks. Okay, go ahead.
No, just the bridge stinks. The rest of it smells like Philly.
That's the Jersey side. What?
Like
no, no, I didn't say that.
Yeah. So what's? I go to Camden for concerts all the time, but you know, the whole Philly thing that I would go to a sub shop and I would come home and I have a pizza box, and I would open it up and look at it, and it's dough. And sauce. And there's no cheese.
I don't know where you're getting your pizza then.
Tomato pie. What is...
Oh, tomato pie is something completely different, and it's delicious, and it's meant to be eaten room temperature. And a lot of
it's
times...
It's a pizza without cheese!
There's big chunks of garlic on it. I don't know. Maybe somebody who's lactose intolerant. I'm not sure. But
my
I've had
Al
it. It's delicious.
Hates cheese, but...
So don't order the tomato pie. Order a pizza. They're two separate menu items.
If I call someplace here and say I want a pizza without the cheese, they're going to tell me to go to Philly and get it. They're not going to make that
You would
for
never
me.
Order that because they probably don't have tomato pie around here. I don't know.
Well, I kid Philly, but I love Philly. I mean,
yeah,
I do.
Me too. My heart
I mean,
is there.
I love, I can, I, you know, I almost went to The Man the other night to see Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, nice. My the Man's Toby a great runs. Venue.
Oh, my God. The top of that hill. It's one of the most beautiful venues in the country, without question.
I saw Riverdance there.
I saw Robert Plant there. I saw John Mellencamp there.
Yeah,
I rocked out on that hill. I like that. But I just whether it's Manayunk, there's bars there, and you know, over where the Tower Theater was, and what do they call it? The Main Line, right?
Yeah, it's very neighborhoody.
I go to Ardmore to see Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers and play, right? So I mean,
yeah, I still listen to the same radio station every day, almost all day, 93.3 WMMR for the last 30 years since I was
it's
in high school.
It's the best rock station in the country. I tell Kirk and the guys here, I tell Brillhart that all the time. I'm like, whenever I go to Philly and I hear Pierre or, you know, like Jackie.
It's
you know,
Preston and
night.
Steve, Pierre, and then Jackie Bam Bam. Yeah, and that's my every single day.
I had a picture at Ardmore about 3 years ago, Tommy Conwell and our boys. So I went up to his show at Ardmore, and Jackie Bam Bam and Pierre. And I'm a radio, 35 years I've been doing this. So I'm not starstruck, but I'm like, man, I want a picture with you guys. And, and I put it up, and I didn't put any identification on it. People in Baltimore know who Pierre Robert is.
Oh, everybody does. Everybody does. Celebrities know who he is. I do. I am lucky enough to have one photo with Pierre. I think that, I can't, that might have been at a Buffett concert, actually, in Camden.
Well, he's a music legend.
Yeah, I was in studio one time. I got to hear Preston and Steve record, which was a really cool experience. So I'm a big fan, long time.
She's a rocker. All right, Melanie Barron's here. She is with LinkedIn Local. Her event is at the zoo on Wednesday. But it's not a use and lose. I mean, you can join. Tell everybody how to join your group. How simple is being a part of this? And then you give back. I mean, you're like, you get sponsors. You come work for me. Treat this the way we treat Baltimore Positive. The Maryland Zoo is a great spot. Mansion House. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I was there for the lighting that they did. Spring Illuminations was beautiful.
Yes.
But they got a little chimpanzee now. They got a little giraffe now. So I get Kirby. But you've decided to throw your event there. And a spring night at the zoo on a Wednesday, networking with serious people is, I think, a great way to do it.
We are very fortunate to be hosting our 8th anniversary party there, and I do want to confirm it's the 8th anniversary of LinkedIn Local worldwide. So LinkedIn Local Baltimore was founded January of 2018, so we're a little bit behind. But nonetheless, this organization was created with the purpose to bring like-minded individuals in one facilitated event to genuinely get to know the people behind the profiles. So beyond your company name, your business card, your title, your degree, those elements are just a fraction of who you are. So when we get everybody together in the room and we can raise money for charities while we're networking, that's a win-win. We can be more and do more when we're surrounded by the right people. Now, in 800 cities worldwide, every single city is doing their events differently. They're on different scales.
They all have a different you, right? Literally.
Correct. Leadership. So a lot of this comes from maybe my vision in the beginning, but we have a huge team of volunteers that support the creative and all of the fundraising aspects that go into really big events like this. And our anniversary parties every June are one of our biggest fundraisers. So we will be at the zoo. Everything goes back to the zoo. We do not take $1 home. So every single person on this volunteer team has a day job, and we do this in addition to our day jobs. And even everything down to sponsorship money, I really, really, really try my hardest to make sure that every single dollar goes back to the charity. And
it was
part
a big
of that
number you said on the boat last month. This is 7 years, seven plus years, right?
We're over a million at this point.
It's incredible.
For so many different organizations. I had stopped counting probably like 3 years ago or something. You know, we used to keep a spreadsheet and
always keep
track.
A scoreboard. Come on.
Yeah, I do.
I'm an old Jerry Lewis telethon
it's
guy.
It's somewhere, but I'm like one of those, I don't know, I'm like, you know, the tax guy in his office and my paperwork is everywhere, so.
But you have another gig.
I do. Yes, I'm a federal contractor.
But you're not doing this every month. You were maybe in the beginning, right?
Beginning,
it was very aggressive, and then we
every
had the plague,
single
right?
month.
Quickly, soon after you started this,
so we started.
We could not go out, and then virtual networking became the rage.
Yes.
Until we're like, this sucks. I got to get back out and touch people again a little.
Exactly.
Bit.
We were traditionally we host the third Wednesday of every month, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So when we started, we were rocking and rolling. We had a full book of venues. Vendors, sponsors, speakers, presenters, you name it. We had a full book like going into 2021, actually. That's how much people were interested in this organization and this nuance of this thing, LinkedIn Local. And when the pandemic hit, we shifted and we did a few of the virtual events. And I will say the virtual events are more, me personally, they are more mentally taxing and draining and take way more energy. I'm sure as does this for you to sort of present yourself in that way and keep people interested on a video screen as opposed to in person and sort of free flow.
No one listens to this show.
I think a ton of people listen to this show. Everybody I talked to knew who you were when I was coming today. But we did. We pivoted and we did the virtual events. They were a huge success. We still sold tickets to them. We still made money. And through the pandemic of the year of 2020, we still donated $14,000 that year. So we have a fan base. We have 50% return clients, 50% new clients, which we can track through our ticketing data. And we do put a ticket fee across every single event. Our events are not free, and that's because I want to donate, I want to give back. And it also is an insurance policy for someone to show up to the event, you know, so you're more likely to show up if you're going to pay that ticket fee. So the event at the zoo next week, Wednesday, June 11th, 6 to 9, it's at the Mansion House, which has a lot of historic integrity in Baltimore.
Are they going to bring the little, are they going to bring Hope the little penguin or Grace the little penguin up?
I am told that we have two animals coming. However, it depends on their mood that day on which animals are selected to come in.
Like
so.
My cat. You come over to my cat?
Like
come
me.
Come over to my house this afternoon? Yeah. My cat might greet you.
Right.
She might not.
Well, that's why I'm a very non-committal person because everything depends on my mood. So.
Well, I'm glad you made it here today.
I was in a good mood today.
Well, it was the crab cakes, I think. Melody Barron is here. She runs LinkedIn Local. They're having their big event Wednesday. That's Wednesday the 11th, correct?
Yes.
I'm doing my show Friday the 13th. At Fadley's next week. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. You have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. You're getting lucky number 64.
Oh.
That's good. It's your 8th anniversary, 8 times 8, 64. There you go. All right.
Thank you. This is the winner.
Wednesday night they're going to be at the zoo. So I went to your event, and it was Mike Teitelbaum's band. And by the way, his kids' band's even better. There was beer. It was outside. It was this. It was that. There was tacos. There was barbecue. I remember that night. It was a long time ago. Every one of your events, I think part of your charm is that it's not the same event at the same place doing the same thing. Because I do networking events where, and that works. Everybody knows how to get there and where to go. And there's a benefit to being at the Grand Lodge or the Mansion Hall or wherever you are.
Right.
You're a little bit more, you know, let's do something different and special and change the food and change the vibe. What's the vibe at the zoo this week?
So we will have food by Highland Graze. We have the Charmery coming to serve
That's
our
ice
birthday
cream.
Dessert.
That's it.
We have the food and beverage is actually probably some leftover from Brew at the Zoo. So we'll have beer and wine. But we also have Sagamore coming with signature cocktails and whiskey tastings. We'll have the Animal Ambassadors.
That might mean David Rose is there if Sagamore's coming. I don't know. Me and Rose
Sagamore.
Together at Drudel Park. I don't know. You know? I mean.
We got oysters. We don't like to have a birthday party without oysters. So the local oyster will be out front with Mercedes, with Sagamore. You come in. You're going to enter the 50-50. You can win half the pot and a lot of different prizes. We have performers, so we're going to have aerial performers hanging from the ceiling. We've got a surf rock band. The Flying Faders are playing the event.
I like surf rock.
A lot of fun. I mean, we've got tons of surprises in between, and we have giveaways, and this is the very first one. You are receiving a custom LinkedIn Local Baltimore fanny pack.
Is that a fanny pack?
Or bum pack.
Do I look like a fanny pack kind of guy?
No, but you know what? It can keep tools or something, and there's a secret stash zip back there.
You know what I could have put in here? The cable that would have made the headset work. It would have fit perfectly in here, and it's perfect.
Well, now you don't have to take anything home that night. You've already got yours, and you are the very first person to get it.
You know what this is
going to
be? I
want to
thank Keith and Bobby and everybody, and especially Robert Elliott, Bobby Elliott, who is my childhood friend, who is a printer at Strategic Factory, my good friend. Thank you for giving me this. This is going to be what I put the new headset amp in that goes, it's going to go to every show with me until my roadie gets fixed.
All right. Well, now
good?
It's got a purpose.
Keith
yeah.
was 15 feet away from me at the pool when my roadie blew up out at the Maryland party in Vegas 2 weeks ago with Howard Perlow. Melanie Barron is here. I met her on a boat a couple of weeks ago as part of LinkedIn Local and talking about all the good deeds that LinkedIn Local has done and my curiosities. Now, this is the part in the program where I probably would offend you because you're from Philadelphia, but I mean, you clearly know who like Howard Eskin is and sports radio. I'm sort of what he is here to there. He and I are old chums and whatever, but the old school Baltimore sports guy was a guy named Charlie Ekman, and he's been dead He'd been dead almost 30 years, 4th of July, leader, let me tell you. So he would say, if I were going to your party and with the booze out there and all of that, and me and David Rose and Sagamore, he'd say, you better call two cabs, chief.
Yeah.
So I better get an Uber. He wouldn't know what an Uber is.
We're partying with a purpose. I mean, you want to get loaded, by all means, go for it.
You, me, and chimpanzees in the zoo at Drudel Park. David Rose, look out. The party's Wednesday night. It's the 11th. Tickets, how do we find it? You can go to
Eventbrite.
LinkedIn Local. Very easy, right?
Eventbrite. You can search on LinkedIn. You can search our hashtag, which is LinkedIn Local Baltimore. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, and I will be happy to give you all of the details. There's lots of ways to find it. We post across many websites and have a lot of partners help us with marketing the event, like yourself. So
I know
you're
here to be nice and have me promote and all that, so you haven't rubbed the Eagles thing in or anything.
I'm here because I was asked to be here.
Do you want to rub the Eagles thing? Do you want to do anything? You want to do
okay.
anything? So, you're in a sports bar. You're in Carroll County.
Here's
you're an
the
Eagles
thing.
You're proud Philly. You even live in Pennsylvania. This is just your chance before I go to Ocean City and see everybody wearing Eagles stuff like I see the Steelers stuff. But, like, you won. And nobody died, as far as I know, which is amazing, you know, right?
And let me tell you something. If I'm being brutally honest with you, I only watched the halftime performance. I am not a sports fan. I think in my younger days, I had a lot of sports in me because I was working in that field and in the sports complex. These days, I like to go to an Orioles game to get a tan and get a hot dog.
You're not really watching the game.
No, I mean, I love it, and I will sport the gear, but
right.
I sport Orioles and Ravens appropriately now. I know where I am, and I consider myself a Baltimorean now. I mean, I've been here for more than 10 years.
I was hoping you were really going to be the obnoxious Philadelphia
I'm
sports
sorry
fan
to
that
disappoint.
I so thought you would be.
I'm sorry. If you caught me in, like, 2007, that would have been the
era. I would
have
lost that bet at the OTB. I would have said, she's going to come in her guns blaring. Once she looks me up and figures out who I am, you know, all of that.
I do like Philly swag, though. Like, I still wear a Philly's hat just because I think it's cute, but other than that.
You know what I would say to any Eagles fan? This isn't specifically for you, but anybody out there. When you win in 17, you win again. Act like you've been there before. You know what I mean?
Right.
Act like you're supposed to win every year. Not like it's some BFD when you actually do win.
I like to win at, like, finding a really good piece at a vintage shop. That's my win. That's my sport. Shopping is my sport. So I consider that a big win if I come home with a really great price.
I only collect
old lamp
one thing other than memories in life. I've been collecting Pacifica belt buckles.
Oh.
I collect rock and roll belt buckles from the 70s. I wore this one today specifically for my first guest, Howard. I didn't show it to him. It's not a flashy one. It's not a Pacifica legitimate.
Okay.
But today, and I'm wearing a rock shirt today.
Wow.
Is Bon Jovi. So I have
Very
my Bon Jovi
cool.
belt today.
See, that I'm into.
Officially license. So that is my, if I'm vintage thrifting or eBaying, the other thing I collect are 1971 NFL belt buckles
okay.
with the old logos on them.
Okay.
I'm three away from having the whole collection.
Oh,
and I'm
my
not going to tell anybody who the three are because they'll go out and get that Buffalo Billsman ahead of me or that Denver Broncos one. But I am vintagey in that way. And I collect old rock and roll, like the mirrors that you would win with the darts at the carnival. Like, I just picked up a really cool Rush one and a Led Zeppelin one.
So I'm into rock and roll memorabilia, too. I like a lot of old school, not old school, but black and white photos of musicians from the 60s and 70s.
Promo shots or no?
Yeah, like kind of both. I like a little bit of both.
I was the music
Americana.
Critic in the 80s, so I have lots and lots of those promo shots. Those are the ones they would autograph, you know, or whatever. It would come with the press kit or whatever. But I love the photography. Like when I've been in the Hard Rock Hotel before they ripped it down in Las Vegas, there was this beautiful, gigantic wall print of Jimmy Page and Robert Plant in the day, black and white.
Right.
Real art. Like before, this is a terrible story to tell, but in Lahaina in Maui, Mick Fleetwood has Fleetwoods. You may have seen a thing on the news about, you know, he's big into the island after the fire. His place got destroyed in the fire.
Oh, wow.
I was there, about 8 weeks before the fire, maybe 10 weeks before the fire. And I went into his place, and his place had memorabilia, like, and artwork. Specifically,
I'm into that. Yeah.
Specifically the black and white Annie Leibovitz, you know, kind of 60s
and 70s. I like seeing pictures from inside of Studio 54. There's a very iconic photo, I think, of Elton John, Cher, and maybe Diana Ross. Things like that, where right now I think it's those sort of photos and those sort of shots are... they don't exist in the same way, I would say.
As Instagram, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was raised in a household with the Rolling Stones were my first concerts. My parents were playing records in Blondie.
JFK?
And it might have been Wachovia Center at that time, but it was at that. It wasn't even in the Spectrum.
It's the one after that John Mayer
It was like 1996 or 97.
Yeah, okay. I saw the Stones a lot in Philly during that era, so I was at those shows.
So that all of that stuff is very special to me, and my dad will not let go of the record collection. I've been asking for it for a very long time.
You want it?
Yeah, I'll get it someday.
Records are heavy as hell.
Yeah, that's been carrying them with him for years and years and years, and I want them.
I can only collect small things that don't weigh a lot.
I've
moved a couple times, right?
Right.
So, like, I'm ticket stubs, yes. Guitar picks, yes.
Okay.
Guitars, no.
Okay.
Baseballs, no.
Okay.
Albums, no. Too heavy.
Yes.
Album flats that are autographed, maybe.
So
but like
the art.
All of my stuff fits in about 5 boxes. Every box weighs about 35 pounds appropriately.
Good for you.
That's everything. Because I can't.
Good for you.
I can't have like big things, frameable things.
Oh.
Very tough.
See, my house is basically like a museum. There's everything from African art to really, super vintage furniture and all kinds of pieces and beautiful handmade Turkish rugs and things like that. I like to be surrounded by my things.
Eclectic.
Yes, but organized. It's not the hoarding style, but it's definitely like a bohemian sort of vibe. the closet, when it comes to the clothing and the vintage, that's where the hoarding comes
in. Bohemian is such a wide, it could be anything. You know
what
I mean?
I like it.
I mean, it implies...
It's a pretty word.
It implies you might smell like patchouli a little bit, you know?
I hope
I
don't.
No, I don't think you do smell nice, but yeah, I mean...
Patchouli's not bad, actually. I have a friend that smells... I tell her she smells like a hippie all the time, and it's a compliment, so...
No, it smells like a Grateful Dead concert in the JFK parking lot in 82. I did attend Live Aid in your burg. I've done
See,
some good
that's a cool one. I would have loved to have been to Live Aid.
I have all my memories. I know where I sat.
I watched it.
I was there all day.
I've played that concert several times.
I was there with Tina at the end.
So cool. Yeah,
that was a night. That was a night. That was a good night.
Yeah.
Live Aid was a good night.
Yeah. Roger Waters was a big one for me. When I got to see him and that tour that he did, it was 2000 something. When was that he came
recently?
Back?
Recently?
He did the Wall tour.
The Wall tour. I saw the Trump is a Pig tour.
Okay.
When he had the flying Trump is a Pig. I like saying that.
This one he did.
Warms my heart.
The airplane like flew from the back of the arena like down into the wall, and then bit by bit they took the bricks out like through the whole show until it was just him with the spotlight, and then they mimicked him from like, I think like 69, and it was wild. That show
eat your
was
pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Incredible. Yeah.
I did the wall at the British the London Museum. I forgot the name of the museum. It's right next to Royal Albert Hall. And the wall was the exhibit that was going on there.
Oh, wow.
I had done the Bowie one at the Brooklyn Museum of Art in New York on the last day it was there. And it was done by the same company. I mean, I'm talking about all the artifacts. It was like a living, breathing Bowie Hall. I mean, all of his suits were there.
Wow.
Room to room, you would move room to room, and you had a little headset.
Oh.
And the music, you know, every room had a piece, and they did the same thing with The Wall and Pink Floyd.
Oh, wow.
Going through their whole, you know, just crazy singer, Sid, the whole deal,
I'm
right?
I'm into it.
And then you got to The Wall room, and it was an experiential thing.
Right.
And it was like, John Modell took me to the Wall in London, the night before the Ravens played in Wembley. And I think it was like $35 or it wasn't even like expensive. And I'm like, man, this is one of the great things I've ever, if you love a band and you can ever do that, that thing's on display. I mean, it'll wind up being at some museum in America.
Of course.
You can go do it.
Yeah.
You should do it if you love The Wall.
David Bowie was my first crush.
David Bowie on the Sirius Moonlight Tour. I had dinner with David Bowie in 1991. D.C. outside the Capitol Ballroom.
Oh,
I saw
gosh.
Him with Tin Machine. I interviewed Bowie. You can listen to it at Baltimore Positive.
That's very cool.
The day he died, I found the tape, and my wife had just survived the second time. She'd just gotten released from the hospital. I remember her being on a treadmill. She weighed about 80 pounds. She was skin and bones, drinking Diet Coke and eating pickles. It was like she was pregnant, except she needed the salt. And Bowie died, and I found the MP3 of the conversation. I went mm-hmm. back and listened to it, and I had never listened to it because I was 20 years old. I thought I said something stupid to him.
Oh.
Because I had panned his concert the summer before.
Oh, wow.
So I think he purposely came on with it. Like, when I listen to the tape, it sounds like he sort of knew. And he just overwhelmed me with charm.
Aw.
He overwhelmed me. And he talked about death and dying and how he wanted to be remembered in this conversation with me. And I found the tape the morning he died. It's been 10 years. He died in January of 16.
Okay.
I can tell you that pretty succinctly. So
right.
He died. Joe Walsh died within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Springsteen was touring doing The River at that time. And I'm a Springsteen nut.
Okay.
So I was flying around seeing Springsteen. And every time I saw Springsteen, somebody else would die.
Oh.
Beginning of the tour, he did the Eagles. Take It Easy because Glenn Frey, I said Walsh. Frey died. Then Bowie died, and he was doing Suffragette City for a couple of nights. And then, he did Rebel Rebel. He did Rebel Rebel. And then at the end of that leg, Prince died.
Oh, geez.
And by the end of that leg, I saw him at Barclay,
that?
And he was doing Purple Rain. So, like, these three amazing rock
yeah.
artists all died within 4 months of
right.
each other in 16. And Bruce, you know, paid homage to all of them on stage for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was a really
wow.
weird kind of period. But, you know, rock and roll is like my soul. That's my thing, you know?
Yeah, music. I have to have it on at all times. That's partly why MMR's on all day long, is because I grew up in a house with radio and music
they
playing
also Philly
all
accents
day long.
A little bit.
Yeah, probably maybe it here. Keeps me connected.
Grounded.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
What the Philly accent and the Baltimore accent's really like the Kiwi and the Australian accent, similar, like cousins.
I find it similar, and you sound Philly to me.
I can't do Philly. I hear Eskin. I hear like that true, that with Bill Conlon had, like that Philadelphia, whatever that real Philadelphia accent is, I cannot mimic it. I can do a Baltimore accent. I could do the whole segment with you in Dundalk because I'm from there.
My mom has, her Philly accent never went away. It's thick.
It's more.
She's definitely, she went to Frankfurt.
It's
she's
more
still got
whiny.
It.
It's more tinny. It's more nasal than the Baltimore accent in some way, but it's nothing like the New York accents are weird.
Like when I hear Downey Ocean, that sounds to me just like we're going down the shore, like
yeah,
just
sure.
a different word. It sounds exactly the same. Maybe that's why I find so much comfort in this city. Like I it resonates to me, and sort of how the city blocks are connected and the neighborhoods and how people talk and things like that.
It's
I
close,
think.
But it's not the same.
No,
it's
definitely not the same. I'm not saying that.
No, I mean
the accent.
The accent. I'm not talking about the people. The people.
No,
are same.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
You're
but
worse,
it's
but it's the same.
Similar. It's a Northeast accent. I mean, we're from the East Coast, so a little bit. It's all like
a little bit's
it,
a lot.
It blends together a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm still going to send people to your event, even though you're from Philly.
Please do. Please come. It's open to the public. Tickets are $75, and every single bit of that goes to the Maryland Zoo, and it helps their conservation efforts and all of their wildlife education programs and all of the animals that need constant round-the-clock care. Things like those cute little penguins that everybody loves, keeping that zoo intact. I heard they're opening, or they just broke ground on the new red panda exhibit.
Yes, I got a little tour about a month and a half ago when they brought the spring illuminations in. I know a lot about the zoo. Penguins are among my favorite creatures in the penguin house. We had an armadillo at the Accelerant event about 2 months ago with Bill Cole and Cole Roofing. Cool. So the armadillo was a real winner. And obviously, if you've never met one of the penguins, it's worth the $75 just to hang out with the penguins.
These
penguins
bet.
Are cool.
Yeah, I've heard some stories along the way. Kirby Fowler, who's the president
sure.
and CEO at the zoo, he's been sharing some of the stories, like the giraffe, baby Tally, who sort of snuck in utero and her mom, Kippy, and she was born at the zoo. They didn't know that Kippy was pregnant, and now there's a baby giraffe that they're slowly trying to acclimate to humans.
Have you met the snow leopard yet?
He's in our video.
He comes up and gets his own shots. He gets his own food.
Yeah, he's glamping. Killer. Oh, yeah, he's just glamping out there in his little domain. And he made it into our video. So we have a really great promotional video that just launched the other day. And bless you. And
it happens.
Yeah, he's got his own little claim to fame in our video, which is gorgeous.
All right, Melody Barron's our guest. She's here courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to hold her ticket up because I don't know what the heck happened to mine. They're underneath of my new LinkedIn. Well, here, I don't want to take your lucky ticket. Take my 63
yes,
back.
This is 64.
Back to the Future from the Maryland Lottery. These are our scratch-offs. We're here at Greenmount Station. We're here in bucolic, beautiful Carroll County, God's country. We're going to learn about Carroll County youth. There's a program going up here that I want to educate folks on about. My pal Howard Scher was here. We were arguing about the Orioles and the Ravens earlier, as we are wont to do. And David Richardson came by and gave us really a soup-to-nuts look at the horse racing, Maryland Jockey Club, all that's going on. Anything that I missed, I will get at Costas a couple weeks from now, as I'm going to be broadcasting from Costas in Timonium. There's my Charlie Ekman.
Okay.
That'll be in the first week of July. Now, next Friday the 13th. None of that. We're going to be having delicious crab cakes at Fadley's. We're going to have shrimp salad. It's going to be for the Angels. The California Angels of Anaheim of LA will be in. Luke will be joining me as well. And Katie Pumphrey, and it's a good thing that she swam through the bay water before they dumped 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the harbor the other day. Katie Pumphrey is going to be our guest at Fadley's next Friday as well, on Friday the 13th. She's going to talk about swimming through the English Channel. Maybe we'll get a tea story in there that'll have something to do with Coffs Harbor. I don't know. We're also going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Reader's Crab House on the 26th later on in the month. We're going to be at the Y in Randallstown the week of the 16th, Juneteenth. I'm not exactly sure, but we're going to be at the Y in Randallstown with John Hoey and our friends at the Y. And we're also going to be at 1623 Brewing, because if I don't drink enough at her event at Brew at the Zoo, I'm going to do that with Mike McKelvin.
Not Brew at the Zoo. LinkedIn Local Baltimore 8-year anniversary party.
No, I didn't
party.
Drink at the Brew at the Zoo.
Oh, I see.
All right, can I tell you a story about this?
By the way, Katie Pumphrey came to our event last year, and she emceed the Swim Across the Pool 50-50 race, which was, it was iconic.
You had executive swimming.
We did.
I remember this.
Yes, yes, we did.
I remember this.
And Katie was there, and she had just finished the day before that last race last summer. So she was awesome. She was a super trooper.
She's
and
awesome.
One of her... I don't know what they're called. They're like support swimmers that go with her in the water for safety purposes. One of her support
spotter,
swimmers.
Like
yeah,
spotter.
She swam in the race with the executives, which was great.
She participated in the crab race with me at Lexington Market right before the Preakness. So
oh,
she
cool.
was a crab racer. She was not victorious. It was a ringer that beat her. Nobody swims more than her. I mean, we kind of
right.
thought she would be okay with crabs, but turned
yeah.
out she didn't know how to motivate a crab. She knew how to stay away from the crab. So that works. But Katie be with us as well, and we're going to be at 1623. So my wife's birthday was last weekend. She spends it with her sister because they're sisters. And made the mistake about 3 years ago of her sister coming to Baltimore for this event. And it was built around Brew at the Zoo because they love animals. They love the rhinoceroses. They love the penguins. They love the zoo. A big trip to them would be going to Cincinnati to do Henrietta the hippo or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that hippo. Not Henrietta. What's her name? I don't know.
She's I haven't
got a,
been
Fiona,
to that
Fiona,
zoo.
Fiona. Fiona.
Okay,
she's got
Fiona.
A television show. Cincinnati Zoo. So they came in and they said to me, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, either listening to you girls cackle or emceeing or whatever you're doing, I'm going to work because I'm a worker. I run
mm-hmm.
Baltimore Positive. So they said, hey, do you want us to take the car down or do you want us to drop us off? We're going to Brew at the Zoo. And I'm like, well, you know, you girls are in your 40s. You're responsible. why don't you just go ahead and drive down? And, you know, if something irresponsible happens, I guess I'll just get an Uber and get you. Well, about 4 o'clock, I heard from my sister-in-law, which is usually a bad sign for my wife when that happens. And the next thing I know, the Uber's driver's picking me up and saying, now, why am I Ubering you to the zoo when your car is at the zoo? And I'm like, you're Ubering me so I can drive my brew at the zoo
Brood.
Victims.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Casualties. You know? Yeah. It's like me on Preakness Saturday in the 80s. You know
I went for the first time this year. I was so impressed at the grandeur of this event. It's huge.
It's unbelievably huge.
It's their biggest fundraiser. And between the bands, the just plethora of food and beverage stations and all of the little artists that are not little, but all of the artists that are selling. Oh my gosh. And having open access to the zoo. I've never seen so many people in the zoo at one time. And I had so much fun. It was one of the, a really, really good experience and a really great memory.
I put him in a car and drove him out.
And shout out to Ben O'Connor from the Orioles for giving me his other ticket. So
thanks. They told me that they're doing Zoomerang again. The Zoomerang might be a little before your time. Zoomerang was a black tie June event. Every year they did it. It was like a Friday night. And I was associated with the DJ, Bobby Nick, and I would always help him load his stuff in and whatever. And it was behind the Mansion House, and it was indoor-outdoor. And one year, I'm in a tuxedo, and I had a beautiful date. It was before I was married. And maybe it was when I was married. I have to ask my wife if she was. Maybe she was.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I was married.
Oh, boy.
Either way, we were dressed up, and the storm came, man. And I'm talking about a June
thunderstorm. Oh, wow. Yeah, big one. Yeah.
6:45. This is before we even had, like, radar on the phone. And it was like a river. Because, you know, it's hilly. It's Druid.
Yes.
Hill Park.
Yes.
It's the hill.
And the Mansion House is
like,
at the top.
And I remember seeing that. And they haven't had Zoomerangs in recent years. Brew at the Zoo has sort of replaced that as an all-day, mm-hmm. two-day, you know, see the animals because it's daytime.
Yes.
I mean, Zoomerang's nighttime, so it wasn't right. Like the animals are nighty-night. You know, you can't go see them. I think anything that supports the zoo, because the zoo is like one of the real gems in the whole state.
They work hard.
It's one of the great things we have in our city.
Well, first of all, I want to say I think they are doing that again. I don't know if it's got the same name that they're going under, but I think this year is like some special anniversary.
And they are. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
and they're
that.
Doing that black tie thing again.
I still have my animal print cummerbund. And my
wear
bag.
It. Wear it.
Of course
it's appropriate
it.
For the event. I mean, you
it.
Can wear it to our event. We tell people to come dress next week in your finest tropical evening wear. So if you've got something you want to bust out, let's go with the theme. We are venturing into the wild together.
All right,
so.
All right. I have it.
Do it.
I got it.
Yeah,
got
I've
it.
Got a dress that has pumas on it. So I don't know if there's a puma at the Baltimore Zoo or Maryland Zoo.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to find this cummerbund. It's an animal print.
Do it.
Leopard cummerbund and tie. It was made specifically for Zoomerang, and it was given to me
how nice.
To wear to Zoomerang because it was made for Zoomerang.
That's awesome.
And it was 25 years ago.
That's awesome. Well,
ask me the last time I wore a cummerbund. You know, it might have been junior
I don't know.
Prom. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, I don't know what year that was.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
My tuxedo definitely doesn't fit me the right way. I mean, I've lost some weight and stuff. So
just replace your Bon Jovi buckle with the cummerbund. I mean, it's your own flair. You can do whatever you want with it.
Can be as rock. I can look like Paul Stanley in the Animal Eyes tour. That's exactly what I want to look like. When my hair's out, I kind of do. Melody Barron is here. She runs LinkedIn Local. It's very easy. Go to LinkedIn, look up Local. They're going to be at the zoo next Wednesday doing a great turn. They do tons of stuff for charity in the community. And she has been a beautiful, elegant guest here at Greenmount Station. I haven't even gotten you a crab cake. Are you a crab cake eater?
I can be, yes.
I'll get you a cheesesteak if you want. You're
wow,
favorite.
Thank you.
I go all out. All out for my guests. We're going to come back. We have one more guest coming. Lisa's going to come by and talk about some things going on with Carroll County Youth out here. I've been wanting to feature the community out here. I'm going to be coming back out. David started pulling me. He knows I like duckpin bowling, and he owns a duckpin bowling alley, and there's none of those. So I think I'm going to come back out here and do a charity turn at some point inside the bowling alley. But everybody knows I love the crab cakes out here. One more segment ahead. Stay with us. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD AM 15. 1570 Towson, Baltimore. Back for more on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.